Top of mind, Bitcoin is trading $62,000, down 50% plus from its October 2025 ATH of $126,000, with over 50% of circulating supply now underwater, a threshold not breached since late 2022. The proximate catalyst was Strategy's 32 BTC sale on May 26-31, a signal shock, not a flow, but the structural driver is institutional. 1.72 B in spot ETF outflows last week, extending the streak to 4 weeks. IBIT alone shed 1.34 B. CryptoQuant puts realized losses at 174 B versus 2022's 201 B record, suggesting capitulation is incomplete. The key dispute. CoinShares calls this a sentiment shock, not structural break. K33, Wincent and Capriole see further downside. Realized price floor is $53,600. Market structure. ETF flows are the dominant price driver. 4 consecutive weeks of billion-dollar outflows. IBIT, 134B. FBTC, 209. GBTC, 104 Mama, last week alone. Citi estimates ETF flows explained down 45% of weekly BTC price variation. Morgan Stanley's MSBT was the only fund with positive flows on the worst outflow day. Strategy's 1,550 BTC purchase, 101 Memta at $65,332 AVG, partially offset sentiment damage from the prior 32 BTC sale. CEO Fong Li framed the original sale as an inoculation test. Options markets remain skewed bearish. 3.1 put call ratio on MSTR, with large diagonal spreads positioning for MSTR below $125 through August. On-chain, over 50% of supply underwater, K33 Lund. 200-week SMA, 62K acting as contested support, 162B bid liquidity cluster at 57K, 59K, stablecoin reserves on exchanges, 72Bs, USDT, 57.7B BAL plus, USDC 12B, signaling dry powder, SSR RSI at oversold 13. BTC IC ratio hit a record low daily RSI of 14.70, the widest relative underperformance versus NASDAQ since March 2019. Bitcoin has lost its positive correlation with equities as capital rotates into AI. Policy and institutions. Japan's lower house passed legislation classifying crypto as financial instruments, similar to stocks, enabling ETFs, cutting capital gains tax from 55% to a flat 20%, effective 2028, and tightening insider trading rules. Upper house vote pending, effective next year. Most significant jurisdiction-level regulatory upgrade in the current cycle. Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, 60-75% passage probability per Galaxy Research, faces Senate floor vote. 60-plus CEOs, including Coinbase, A16Z, Kraken urged Senate to preserve developer protections. Section 6004, BRCA. Possible presidential signature week of August 13 per Galaxy. But Senate requires 60-vote threshold. Crypto tax bills stalled in House Ways and Means. Democrats blocked staking mining exemptions. Ranking member Neal said no bipartisan deal until after midterms. De minimis exemption and wash sale fix remain alive, but timeline extended. SBF has applied for a Trump pardon. NYT, paywalled, single-sourced, unverified details. Politically sensitive given ETF market context and ongoing FTX creditor proceedings. Network and industry. Botanix, Bitcoin L2Chuck Spider Chain shut down, citing insufficient DeFi demand and product market fit failure. TVL fell from 26.3 meters peak to 120K, $10 in fees in final 24 hours. Users must withdraw by July 9th. Citrea and Stax remain active Bitcoin L2 alternatives. Botanix's failure is characterized by Citrea's CEO as a cloning first problem, not an indictment of Bitcoin DeFi broadly. Second launched Bark, ARC protocol on Bitcoin mainnet, self-custodial L2 requiring no channel management, full developer SDK in Rust, BTC Pay server plugin included, raised 5.1 meters, competes with ARC Labs Arcade, miner margins at all-time lows. Daily return per THR fell to 0.028 alts from 0.039 month. Foundry Antpool, F2 pool control, 59% hash rate. Some miners pivoting to AI data center compute. Core Lightning DOS vulnerability, CVE disclosed, affecting nodes accepting inbound channels, fixed in CLN 26.04. 0TXID in funding message crashed, HSMD. post-quantum BIP-324 upgrade proposal also circulating on Bitcoin Dev. Macro linkages. US CPI hit 4.2% YOY in May. 3-year high, matching expectations. Bitcoin bounced out 2.5% on the inline print, as no upside surprise removed the worst-case Fed scenario. However, Fed funds futures now price at least one rate hike in 2026, a massive reversal from 4 expected cuts earlier this year, per Kobisi letter. Higher for longer rates are the primary structural headwind. Bank of Japan June 16th rate decision is a watched event. BTC has averaged a 22.4% decline across 4 BOJ hike events since 2024. Analysts, crypto trades, argue the yen carry trade is largely unwound. BOJ's incremental hike would be smaller relative shift than 2024 moves. US-Iran conflict drove oil to $88 WTI and pushed rate cut expectations to hike expectations. Any peace deal progress, Trump signaled total victory very soon, could reverse both oil and rate pressures, a potential BTC tailwind. Standouts. JP Morgan, Citi, BofA, and Wells Fargo plan a tokenized deposit network, the Bridge Chain, targeting H1 2027 launch via the clearinghouse, direct competitive response to stablecoins under Genius Act. BlackRock filed Fourth Amendment for IBIT covered call ETF, ticker BIEDA, 0.65% fee. Bloomberg's Balcunas expects launch very soon ahead of Goldman's competing product. Fold Holdings, FLD, sold 45 MapOrder BTC at 71K AVG to eliminate all secured debt. Shares surged 160%, then settled 80% up. Balance sheet relief play, not conviction selling. Hungary moving to decriminalize crypto trading, Bloomberg. EU member state reversal from prior Orbán-era restrictions. Expands regulated access in Eastern Europe. OFAC sanctioned Novatex and 3 other Iranian exchanges. 72% of Iranian crypto inflows. Plus froze 304 Orbán in IRGCR Hezbollah-linked wallets in coordination with Tether. Material enforcement action with secondary sanctions risk for foreign counterparties.